I'm telling you, this gospel brought you and me back to the garden before sin. But both trees are still there. God's word is speaking and the enemy's whispering. And you need to know you're His and obey His voice, and as strangers you will not follow. How do you know God? Through His word, through His Son. God's revealed through His Son. God's not revealed through the experiences of your life. God's not revealed through the answered and unanswered prayers of your life. He's revealed through His word, His Son. Jesus Christ is the revelation of the Father. You see the Father through the Son. Period. If you can't find it in Jesus, then it's not of the Father. Because He's the expressed image. Hebrews says He's the expressed image of His outreign and His glory and His personhood. If you don't find Jesus saying it, then we ought to not embrace it either. If you find Jesus saying it, you ought to embrace it. You get it? See, His nine disciples could have created a doctrine too. Well, I guess God heals some and doesn't heal all, because He healed them in Matthew 10 when we went out two by two, but He didn't heal the boys, so I guess it wasn't His will. I guess it wasn't His time. I guess He could be doing this to teach the boy something. We say all that in the church. We've made it up because it makes logical sense if you're feeding off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yeah. But it's direct contrast to the word of the living God. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to show you enough scripture tonight. I'm telling you, the word of God is incredible. But of Him you are in Christ Jesus. Where are you if you're born again? You're in Christ Jesus. Okay? That means.